Today we read from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们今天来读加拉太书二章二十节。
The Apostle Paul writes, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
Here we sit quietly and reflectively before the cross
我们在十字架前安静地思考
Why do we do this?
为什么呢?
What draws us to this place each year?
为什么我们每年要来这里?
What does this cross of Christ, say to us?
这个十字架,这个基督的十字架,它在对我们诉说说什么?
What does it say about us?
关乎我们什么事情?
In Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul gives us a compelling vision of the cross.A vision in which three fundamental yet highly paradoxical truths are carefully expressed. Now, a paradox is when two things which normally don't go together are deliberately brought together.
加拉太书二章二十节，使徒保罗让我们看见这个十字架有三个根本的却是十分矛盾的道理展现出来。这个矛盾呢，是指两件事情。本不可混为一谈，却混为一谈。
The first paradox is short, yet incredibly brutal. I have been crucified with Christ.
第一个矛盾呢很短，哎，听着也很吓人，说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Do you see the paradox in this statement?
你能看到这里的一个矛盾吗
？You see, Paul is claiming.That an event that happened to Jesus in 30 AD has somehow mysteriously also happened to him 20 years later.
那保罗说呢，发生在基督身上的事情，在二十年后却发生在他的身上。
I have been crucified with Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Moreover, Paul is strongly suggesting that this same experience of being crucified with Christ should be happening to every Christian in every age. He makes this explicit in the same letter when in chapter 5 he says, Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
而且保罗强调说与基督同钉是应当发生在每一个基督徒身上的他在给加拉太的信后面有说到凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了
Two things that normally don't go together The historic crucifixion of Jesus 2000 years ago And our modern Christian lives are brought together as one, despite the huge differences in time and place.
那本来是不相干的事情。那历史上，耶稣在两千年前被钉，那和我们活在现代的基督徒放在一起，时空都是差很远的。
How can this be?
怎么这是怎么说
？How can we be crucified with Christ?
那我们是怎么和耶稣同钉？
How can the brutality and humiliation of his cross become ours or have any bearing on our lives today?
那么像这种残酷的十字架怎么能够成为我们的一部分而且在今天影响我们的生命
There's really only one way to make sense of this.
其实呢只有一个解释
One of the most fundamental teachings of the New Testament.Is that there is an unbreakable union between Jesus Christ and all those who believe in Him, despite gaps in time and space.
新约啊，有一个核心的教导，说耶稣和他的信徒有中间有不可分开的链接，无论时空的差异。
According to the New Testament, we are one in Christ Jesus, united with Him by faith.
根据新约啊，说我们在基督里合一，凭信心与他连接。
This is how his crucifixion becomes our crucifixion. When by faith,
所以说是要凭信心，他的十字架也成为我们的十字架。
Our attitude towards money and power and prestige changes to become like his.
我们对金钱、权力和名誉的态度要变得像基督一样。
When we refuse to become allured by personal gain or position or status, as Jesus did.
我们当我们对个人的私欲、地位或者拒绝各种各样的诱惑的时候，我们就变成像基督一样。
When we stand against corrupt systems that benefit some and enslave others, and we stand in Jesus' name.
当我们只照顾与只照顾少数人的利益而损害大多数人的这种腐败去斗争的时候，我们凭的是耶稣的名。
When we refuse to play the world's games of power and ego, just as Jesus did.
当我们拒绝这世界的权力的游戏的时候，我们变得像基督一样。
When we say no to unhealthy passions and desires, just as Jesus did.
当我们对不健康的心态说不的时候，我们变得像耶稣一样。
We are crucified with Christ.
我们与基督同定。
Moreover, if we truly follow him in these things, the chances are that we will also experience the same rejection and the same hatred that he experienced.
而且如果我们是真的有这样去跟随他，结果呢，是我们也会像他一样被这个世界恨恶，被这个世界弃绝。
The same anger, the same vitriol that dragged him to the cross will come against us.
把他拉向十字架的恨恶和恶毒也要如此的拉我们。
The same nails that pierced his hands and feet and the same spear that opened his side will also come for us.
钉他手和脚的钉子扎向他肋旁的长矛也像扎向我们。
The very things that caused people to crucify him will become the very things which will crucify us.
人们为什么钉死耶稣也要这样钉死我们？
This is clearly what Jesus meant when he said to his disciples, take up your cross daily and follow me.
这就是耶稣所说，说每日背起你的十字架来跟随我。
There's a cost to following Jesus.
跟随耶稣是有代价的。
As Jesus said in John 15, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will surely persecute you also.
所以耶稣在约翰福音十五章所说，说仆人不能大过主人，他们怎么钉死我，也要怎样钉死你们。
The apostle Paul was one who counted the cost.
使徒保罗呢，算过这笔账。
Although he was born a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin, although he was a prominent and well-trained Pharisee, he died to it all.
虽然保罗是希伯来人中的希伯来人，本杰明支派的，是一个学问很高深的法利赛人。他也是归向了十字架。
As he says in Philippians 3, but all these things were, that were of profit to me, I count as rubbish that I might gain Christ.
他在腓立比书三章所说，说因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
The old Paul was nailed to the cross.
过去的保罗已经给钉死在十字架。
His pride of life was dead.His pride of birth was dead. His pride of power was dead. I have been crucified with Christ.
以出身为傲的他已经给钉死了，以身份为傲的他已经给钉死了，当以权力为傲的他也是已经给钉死了，他与基督同钉十字架。
As we sit before the cross of Christ this morning, can we honestly join Paul in saying these same words, I have been crucified with Christ.
所以当我们今天早晨坐在这个地方，我们要诚实地问一下自己，我们是否愿意和保罗一起同钉十字架？
Have we truly said no to the entitlements that this world offers?
我们真的可以对这个世界上很多的东西说不吗？
Have we died to the privileges of status and wealth?
我们愿意丢开我们的身份和财富吗？
Are we standing against the corrupt systems of inequality and injustice that dominate our world?
我们愿意向腐朽和不公来强硬下去吗？
Have we humbled ourselves enough to lay down our selfish pride at the cross of Jesus?
我们能够放下自己的骄傲到十字架面前吗？
Only then will we be able to say, I have been crucified with Christ.
只有这样，我们才可以对自己说：“说我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
The second paradox of Galatians 2:20 is found in the following statement: "And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me."
第二个矛盾在于说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Is it possible for a person to be both dead and alive at the same time?
一个人能够同时又死又活的吗？
That seems to be what Paul is saying, that even though he died with Jesus on the cross, Christ's life now pulsates through him.
就好，这就好像是保罗所说的，说他与基督同死在十字架，然而基督的生命仍然在他里面活着。
This paradox can only be solved by understanding the two dimensions of human existence, namely flesh and spirit, or body and soul.
那么所以呢，在这里必须要懂得人的两种状态，灵与肉，或者是说身体和灵魂。
While Paul agreed that the cravings of the flesh needed to be nailed to the cross with Jesus, at the same time, he also believed that this was not the end of him.
虽然保罗同意他的身体与基督同钉十字架，但是他还知道呢，这个不是事情的结束。
To the contrary, it was really a new beginning for him.
反而这只是一开始。
Once his pride and selfish will and his desire for power were out of the way, his true inner self, his inner spirit, could finally be set free to thrive and become all that God had always intended for him to be.
一旦他的骄傲、自私和对权力的追求被拿掉，他里面的灵魂才会最终得到释放，才会变成上帝所要求的这种模式。
In Romans 7, Paul highlights this need to deal with our flesh in order to liberate our spirit when he says, "So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me, for my inner being, my spirit, delights."In God's law, but I see another law at work in my flesh, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man that I am.
所以在罗马书第七章，保罗呢在这里谈到怎样是我们用身体怎么样遏制我们身体，使我们的灵在我里面得到释放。他这样说：我觉得有个律。就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掠去，让我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
He then asks the question, "Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?"
所以他在这里问到哈。说谁能把这屈死的身体能够拯救呢？
The only answer is Jesus.
唯一的答案是耶稣。
He writes, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord."
他说感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
How does Jesus deliver us from this body of death?
说耶稣怎么样救我们这屈死的身体？
Through his death.
答案是通过他的死。
In my union with Christ, the crucified Jesus gradually crucifies every part of me that is contaminated with sin and selfishness.
当我们与基督联合的时候，耶稣就会把我们身上各种各样的坏毛病一样一样的给钉死。
And what's so amazing about this is, his work does not destroy me, but actually heightens who I really am meant to be.
更令人惊奇的是，说耶稣所做的呢，并不是毁掉我们，而是让我们能够更加活出自我。
Can you see how these paradoxical words actually make a lot of sense? I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以这个时候，这个矛盾就更加明朗了。说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The idea wasn't new. Jesus said something very similar in John chapter 12. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
所以这个事情其实在约翰福音十二章里面也有同样的话，说我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒； 若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Of course, on one level, Jesus was talking about himself and his upcoming death on the cross for our sins.
当然，从一个层面上讲，耶稣讲的是他自己，讲的是他要为我们死在十字架上。
But in a secondary way, he was talking about us.
在另外一方面呢，他说的也是在说我们。
For all of us, the outer shell of our person, the body of sin, as Paul called it,needs to die with Christ so that the true inner grain of wheat in us, our true selves created in God's image, can come forth and bear much fruit. We are dead and we are alive all at the same time.
我们都是需要把外面我们在外面这些罪与基督 同样的钉死在十字架上那在里面的真实的那个洁净的我才可以发芽才可以结实所以说这里是我们同死我们同活
You know, it's quite beautiful to see this supernatural phenomenon of death and life at work in Christians.
在基督徒当中这就是很美好的神迹说你又是死的又是活的
This past week, my wife and I were talking about the missionary Dr. Jim Elliot, who just a little over a year ago was abducted by Islamic militants in Burkina Faso.
上星期呢他和他太太谈论到有一位宣教士医生在大约一年以前呢，被这个穆斯林绑架。
Why were Jim and his wife Jocelyn from West Australia living in a remote village in Burkina Faso, West Africa, since 1972?
为什么这一对从西奥来的夫妇，从1972年开始就去选择住在荒郊野外呢
？Why had they gone there?
他们去那里干啥
？If you ask them, I think they would tell you. They were there.Because they had died with Christ.
那如果你问他们，他们会告诉你，因为他们已经与基督同钉死。
Even though they were doctors, they had no desire to gain prestige or fame or huge salaries. No, they went to Africa and have stayed for over 40 years because they were dead to themselves and alive in Jesus Christ.
那虽然他们是医生，然而呢，却不是为名和利。他们跑到非洲，在那里住了40年。因为他们放下自己，基督在他们里面。
Now, what makes this story even more amazing is that when Ken Elliott was taken captive by those Muslim extremists, he explicitly told the Australian military not to come and save him.
那么这个故事让人很惊奇的是哈，在他被绑架了以后，他反而很清楚地告诉澳洲的军方不要去营救他。
He would use this opportunity.To show Christ's love to his captors.
他说的，他可以利用这个机会，与抓他的这些人来分享基督的爱。
It's a beautiful story, because it is such a paradox.
这是一个很美好的故事，因为它里面是一个矛盾的结合体。
And it's just as Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
那么这就是保罗所说的。说我呢活不在于在我自己活而是基督在我里面了
It's the paradox of being both dead and alive at the same time
那么这个就是同死和同活的一个矛盾体
As we sit here quietly and reflectively before the cross What is the cross of Christ saying to us? What is it saying about us?
那我们现在坐在这个地方安静的思考这个十字架到底是什么呢它关于我们这个十字架在诉说什么呢
The third paradox which we want to explore this morning comes from the final part of today's text where Paul writes The life I now live in the body I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me
我们看到最后一个矛盾体是这段经文里面的最后一句话说并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
Now you may well say I see no paradox there
你可以说哎，说这个地方没有矛盾啊
That's because the paradox is actually hidden within the original Greek language
是因为这个矛盾呢是藏在这个希腊的原文里面
In Greek the text actually takes us in two different directions
在这个希腊文里面哈，这个翻译其实可以有两种翻法。
On one hand, Paul is saying, as it's written on the screen, the life I now live in the body, I live by putting my faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
说在一方面呢是可以这样翻说呢，说如今在肉身活着，却是因为相信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
But Paul's words can also and equally be saying something else.
但在这个同时间呢，可以另外一种翻译法。
The life I now live in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
就可以翻哈说，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因神的儿子的信心而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Can you see the paradox now?
那么这里你能够看到这个矛盾吗？
I mean, exactly whose faith are we supposed to be living by?
那么这个地方到底是说的谁的信心呢？
Is it our faith? Or is it Christ's faith?
我们说到是我们的信心还是耶稣的信心？
The answer is both.
答案呢是两个都是。
For clearly each one of us must come to Jesus by faith.
我们每一个人都是凭着信心来到耶稣面前。
We must trust that his death on the cross 2,000 years ago has taken away our sins.
我们必须要相信在2000年前他的死他已经为我们死在十字架上。
We must have the faith to believe that his blood poured out on the cross washes us clean from every sin.
我们凭着我们的信心相信他的血已经洁净了我们。
We must believe that his broken body was God's perfect cure for our brokenness.
我们必须要相信他破碎的身体是为了治愈我们。
Yes, we must come to the cross by faith.For it's the only way that we can receive Jesus' love and self-sacrifice.
那所以我们必须用我们的信心来到十字架前，用我们的信心来接受这个唯一的爱的通道。
As the book of Hebrews says so clearly, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
那所以在希伯来书里面讲的非常清楚，说人非有信。就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
At the same time, however, we must also admit that our faith is entirely inadequate for such a task.
那么同时呢，我们要必须要知道我们的信心是不够的。
My faith is weak and fragile. It often crumbles under pressure.
我们的信心又软弱呢，又易碎。当有压力来的时候呢，就不行样了。
How then is it even possible for me to continually live by faith in the Son of God?
那么怎么样说才能在有上帝的儿子里面能够完全的相信他？
And this is where the second translation of today's text kicks in.
所以我们这个时候呢，就要看看我们今天所介绍的第二个翻译的版本。
With Paul, we need to remember that I live by the faith of the Son of God.Who loved me and gave his life for me.
所以这个地方保罗可以另外一种说法说我如今在肉身活着是因为神的儿子的信而活他是爱我为我舍己。
Do you feel the weight fall off your shoulders?
那么这样你就试着肩膀的重担与轻省了吧。
It's not up to us to constantly muster up enough faith to follow and remain true to Christ crucified.
不是靠我们自己的力量来积攒足够的信心去跟随耶稣。
Instead, as the book of Hebrews encourages us, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
而是像这个在希伯来书十二章二节里面讲的说，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
In other words, let us gain strength and renewed courage from His faith.
换句话说，是让我们从基督那里得到信心和勇气。
Just think about the amazing faith that Jesus displayed, particularly as he went to the cross.
那么我们就可以想象说耶稣在上十字架的时候的勇气吧。
By faith, he endured the false accusations and betrayal.
凭信心他忍受诬告和背叛。
By faith, he persevered through the taunts and the jeers of the angry crowds and the mocking and beating of the soldiers.
凭他的信心他经历是人群的嘲笑辱骂和士兵的殴打。
By faith, Jesus went like a lamb to the slaughter.
凭着信心就基督到十字架前像沉默的羔羊一样。
By faith, he bore the nails in his hands and feet.
凭信心他的手和脚被钉。
By faith, Jesus willingly took the curse of sin and death on himself.
凭着信心他耶稣成就了我们的承担了我们的罪和死亡。
By faith, He commended his spirit into the Father's hands, firmly believing that even in death, he would not be forsaken.
凭信心，他把他的灵魂交在上帝的手中。
Now let me say that you and I could never have done what Jesus did.
我们必须承认，我们永远不可以像基督一样。
His faith in his Father was perfect and strong, powerful enough to save us all.
他在上帝那个地方有完美的、有完整的、能够成全的信心来拯救我们。
And this is the paradox to which this part of Galatians 2:20 points. On one hand, we are called to live by faith. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's true.
所以像加拉太书二章二十节呢 在一方面说我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我们舍己那么这个是对的
At the same time however we must each recognize the inadequacy of our faith and cling entirely onto Jesus' faith as the only source of hope and strength Hence I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me
但在同时我们要必须认识到我们自己本身信心的不足我们不是靠我们自己有完备的信心所以另外一种版本的翻译呢说并且我如今在肉身活着是因神的儿子的信而活他是爱我为我舍己
As we sit here quietly and reflectively before the cross What is the cross of Christ saying to us?
当我们现在安静地坐在这个地方我们想在这个十字架是在诉说什么
What is the cross of Christ saying about us?
这个十字架关乎我们在说什么